instead of a treatment. And listen to Meet Me at Parkey's. Hollywood, California, the makers of Old Gold cigarettes, the treasure of them all, invite you to meet me at Parkey's. So come along to Parkey's restaurant and say hello to Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra, Joan Barton, Sheldon Leonard, Patty Bolton, Elliot Lewis, Lynn Whitney, Colleen Collins, and our genial host, the star of our Old Gold show, Park Your Carcass!
Boy, I'm be glad that I finally got that leak in my ceiling fixed. You know, it was a light drizzle out here this week. Light drizzle. That's California talk for man the lifeboats. But you know something? On rainy days, that's when you really appreciate the radio. Nah, the radio, that should be a wonderful thing. I don't know what I would do without my radio. Not only it don't cost you nothing for to listen to it, but, oh, mighty valuable things what they give away on the radio, on those quiz programs. I listened to one program last night, what it is called, Answer One Question and Retire for Life. The fella came up, they said to him, what's your name? Well, that's a pretty hard question, you know. But he answered it, and just because what he was so clever, they gave that man four Cadillacs with 22 Goodrich Silvertown tires, a home in Beverly Hills, 5 submarines, 108 Bruin watches, 16 barrels of cement, a sunbeam shave measure, $80,000 in cash, 75 helicopter radios, 62 four-motored bombers, and a bottle of Coca-Cola. Was he glad for to get that bottle of Coca-Cola? You know, that stuff is hard to get now. Oh, my, I love all the radio programs. Oh, look at the time. I almost missed my favorite program. I better tune in.
Hello, Parky.
Hello. Quiet, Jonah. I'm trying to get my favorite radio program.
Parky, you listen to that program every night, don't you?
I sure do, and I love that program. Bertha's Other Town. Yes, sir. Goes on right away. Quiet, I'll get it.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
The station now.
Once again, the makers of Dr. Tobin's toothpaste bring you the latest episode in the story of Bertha's Other Tom. But before we continue with our story, we'd like to read a letter from Mrs. O.P.A. of Modesty, Texas. She writes,
the day after tomorrow will be 3 days since I first started using Dr. Tobin's toothpaste. I love that minty flavor. It is so delicious that not only do I use it to brush my teeth, but I also use it for sandwich spreads. And for flavoring and seasoning and cooking. I have also found it an excellent substitute for putty in sealing up cracks and repairing broken windows. Before my husband started using Dr. Tobin's wonderful toothpaste, his teeth were black. Now, after using it only twice, his teeth have turned to a beautiful shade of dark green. Yes, Dr. Tobin's toothpaste has done my husband a world of good. That's why I am proud to say what every husband needs is a good paste in the mouth.
Thank you, Mrs. O.P.A. And now for the thrilling story of Bertha's Other Tom. As you remember, yesterday we left Bertha in tears. She had read Frank Burton's note brought to her by Harold Pritchard, Jed Crosby's son-in-law, who had recently come to Centerville from Four Corners, where he had just sold his wholesale fish business to Sam King and Don Rose. The same Don Rose who had first told Sarah Atwood's Aunt Molly to go to Montana with George Perry and invest her money in Henry Lamont's oil well. It was Henry Lamont's brother-in-law, Malcolm Hathaway, whose suspicions had been aroused when Richard Franklin first told him that Dr. Henderson was in love with Flo White's sister-in-law, Jean Bradfield, whose little boy Clifford had just won high honors in military school, causing Kate Collins' foster son, Bob, to feel that he had been discriminated against. As our scene opens, we find Ralph Johnson, Silas Martin's hired hand, and nephew of Hattie Brown, the widow, working on his invention that Harry Carlton of Midvale had financed. As he tinkers away, we hear the voice of Mary the cook, who is substituting for Bridget on her day off. Mary speaks.
Ralph. Ralph.
Mary.
I told you not to disturb me.
Ralph, I simply had to interrupt you.
Why did Mary have to interrupt Ralph? What did she have to tell him? What did she have to tell him that was so important? Was it that she and she alone knew that Jim Tyler, who held the mortgage on Marvin Stewart's carpenter shop, was arriving on the 4:40 train? The same 4:40 train that used to come in at 3:30? Tune in tomorrow for another thrilling chapter in the life of Bertha's other Tom. Brought to you by the makers of Dr. Tobin's toothpaste. Meanwhile, remember Dr. Tobin's slogan, your health is your most important asset. So be wise. Have a regular physical checkup. Good night.
John, don't that be a wonderful program?
Well, at least he said one sensible thing. Yes. Everyone should have a periodical physical checkup. You know, Parky, people do neglect themselves.
Yeah, you're right, John. You're telling the truth. I've been thinking about going to the doctor myself for an examination. You know, I guess what it's just nothing, but I don't know, for the last 3 weeks, I got a little trouble with my breathing.
Well, Parky, why didn't you go to a doctor before this?
Well, I'll tell you the truth, John. I'm afraid.
Afraid?
Yes.
Well, the doctor isn't going to hurt you, and the time to go is when the trouble starts instead of waiting until it's too late.
Hello, John. Hi, Parky.
Hi, Opie.
Hello, Opie.
Parky, I'm going over to phone the doctor right now and make an appointment for you.
The doctor?
Yes.
What's bothering you, Parky?
Oh, I don't know, Oppie. Lately, it hurts me in my throat when I take a deep breath, you see.
It hurts you every time you breathe, huh?
No, it only hurts me in the daytime. It don't hurt me when I'm asleep. Maybe when I'm asleep, I don't breathe.
Well, that sounds logical.
Yes.
You know, Parky, lately I ain't been feeling so good either.
No?
At home, I keep seeing black and white spots on the tablecloth.
See, that sounds serious. Did you see a doctor?
No, just black and white spots.
Oh. No, no. Maybe you need glasses, you see.
No, I don't see the spots on the tablecloth no more.
Oh, what did you do?
Well, I didn't do nothing. They just changed the tablecloth.
Oh. Well, Appy, I don't know. I just don't feel 100%, you know. I don't know. For instance, I used for to be able to sit down and eat like a horse. Now when I sit down for to eat, it's like when I went out on strike or something.
Well, how do you mean when you sit down to eat, it's like you went out on strike?
I don't know. I just pick at my food. I don't feel so good.
Parky?
Yes?
I just phoned Dr. Crocker, and he'll see you right away. Yes. Now, you just put on your hat and coat and get over there. His address is 1150 Tower Street.
Okay, I'll go over for to see him. Say, Opie, if anything ever happens to me, you'll take care of my little dog, won't you?
Sure I will, Parky.
Yes, thanks. Oh, my, what fools we all are. We never realize what our health is the most important thing what we got until it's too late. Well, goodbye, kids. You know, it may be too late for me, but you're still young, and I want you, but always remember one thing, and that is that nothing in this whole world is so important as your health. You hear me? Nothing is so important as your health. Oh, my, look at that. I forgot to lock the cash register.
Now for a treat instead of a treatment. Old Gold singing star little Patty Bolton sings The Things We Did Last Summer.
A boat ride we would take, the moonlight on the lake, the way we danced and hummed our favorite song. The things we did last summer, I'll remember all winter long. The midway and the fun, the Cupid dolls we won, the bell you rang to prove that you were strong. The things we did last summer, I'll remember all winter long. The early morning hike, the rented tandem bike, the lunches that we used to have. We never could explain that sudden summer rain. The looks we got when we got back. The leaves began to fade like promises we that seems so right go wrong? The things we did last summer I'll remember all winter long. The leaves began to fade like promises we made. How could a love that seemed so right go wrong? The things we did last summer, darling, I'll remember all winter long.
Friends, I feel a little guilty. For weeks I've been saying that you won't find a single test tube or thermometer in a pack of Old Gold. But after hearing so much about cigarette laboratory tests and medical claims about smoking, I don't know, maybe there's something in it. Maybe you should smoke a thermometer or a test tube. After all, what does Old Gold offer you? Only the finest blend of the finest tobaccos money can buy. All you get in an Old Gold is pleasure. The deep-down, mellow pleasure of delicious and fragrant tobaccos, blended by men with 200 years in quality tobaccos behind them. But somehow, we have a feeling that pleasure, real tobacco pleasure, is what you want in a cigarette. So we'll go on concentrating every modern technique known to tobacco science to give you a cigarette that's absolutely the last word in smoking pleasure and enjoyment. Sure, take care of yourself and your throat and everything else, but listen. We're talking about pleasure now, and that's why we think you'll come along with us when we say, anytime you want a treat instead of a treatment, treat yourself to a pack of Old Golds.
Let me for to see the doctor's office be at 1150 Tower Street. Oh, man. Don't be down in this part of the town in years. But I know a Tower State's be around here somewhere. So, well, that's this lady. Pardon you, lady.
You speaking to me, mister?
Yes, I am. Looking for Tower Street. If you please tell me where that is. Tower Street, please.
Tower Street?
Yes, Tower Street.
Seems to me I've heard that name before.
Yeah.
I'm just a stranger here myself. Come here from Iowa 2 years ago. Couldn't stand the cold winters back there. Gets awful cold in Iowa.
Does.
My husband, he didn't want to come out here at all, but yeah. I told him I was going anyway, me and the kids. Not three kids. Yep.
Yeah.
Two boys and a girl.
Yeah, good.
One of my boys just got out the Navy.
That's good,
works
yeah.
in the drugstore.
Yeah.
Works nice. Fine boy.
Yeah.
My daughter, she's 19. She's engaged. She's going to get married in the spring.
Congratulations.
Going to marry a fella from back in Iowa.
Yes.
In the insurance business.
I got insurance.
Yeah. He wants her to come back there to live.
Yes.
Well, she can come back there if she wants to. It's too cold for me.
Yes.
It's awful cold in Iowa.
Yes.
You ever been in Iowa?
No, I didn't. I would love to go sometime, but right now I got to go to Tower Street.
Tower Street.
Yes, Tower Street.
Tower Street. Say, you're sure you don't mean St. Bartholomew Avenue?
St. Bartholomew Avenue? I want Tower Street. Tower Street sounds anything like St. Bartholomew Avenue?
I don't know why you keep insisting you want to go to Tower Street. You're the stubbornest man I ever did meet. Say, maybe you'd better get somebody else to help you. Maybe I don't know enough for you. The trouble with you is, mister, you'd ought to make up your mind where you want to go. Goodbye.
I wonder what I said, what made us so mad. Oh, look who's standing on the corner. Is that faker, Orville Sharp.
Well, 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 if it ain't my old friend, Mr. Pakiakakis, am I correct?
Yes, you're correct, yes.
Yes, she knows everything. She just came here from Iowa a couple of years ago. She couldn't stand the cold weather back there.
Look, I met her already. Yeah. I know all about how cold it gets in Iowa. And I don't want her to go to St. Bartholomew's Avenue either.
Hey, look. Wait a minute, that's a hot one.
What is it?
We're standing right on the corner of Tower Street now. Look at the sign.
Tower Street, right here, yeah. Got to go to number 1150. I got an appointment right away with the doctor, you know.
Oh.
Going to see a doctor?
Yes, come few.
Oh, no, brother, you don't go for that doctor stuff, do you?
Why, I can do the same thing for you and a whole lot better, too. Yes, sir, just take off your shirt and let me examine you. That's my new business.
Your new business?
Uh-huh. If anybody don't feel good,
yes,
I examine them.
Yes.
See what's wrong with them? Then I sell them the medicine.
Oh, you sell medicine now?
That's right.
What kind of medicine?
All kinds of medicine, brother. No matter what is wrong with you,
yes,
I got the medicine to cure you. Yes, sir, I represent a company called the Sure Cure Home Remedy Company.
Oh,
don't forget our slogan.
Yes.
We'll cure you or kill you, and we'll bet you either way. Yes, sir. Now, for this week,
yes,
only as an introductory offer, for $72, I'll give you a medicine that's guaranteed to cure hiccups in 3 days.
Yes.
How about buying a bottle?
Look, Mr. Sharpie.
What?
Hiccups.
Yeah.
I don't got no hiccups.
This medicine will give it to you.
No, no. This is the craziest thing what I never heard in my whole life. I'm don't be worried about hiccups. You see, what I got is trouble with my breathing.
With your breathing?
Yes.
Oh, well, why didn't you say so?
Yes.
Brother, what you need is my famous nose drops.
Nose drops?
Uh-huh. Only thing is, look,
yes,
I got to warn you, this medicine is very powerful stuff.
Yes?
Yeah. That's why they call it nose drops.
Oh.
See, if you use too much, your nose drops off.
No, Mr. Sharpie, instead of me to taking a chance with my nose dropping off with your nose drop, I think I'm better off if I go to see the doctor, really. I do.
Hey, look, brother, when you look to me right now, you ain't going to reach that doctor.
You mean I look that bad?
Yeah, yeah. You look all run down. Look, why don't you let me send you a bottle of my famous build-up tonic?
It'll
keep you alive, at least, until you can get to the doctor. Yes, sir, this is a wonderful build-up tonic.
Yes.
A friend of mine makes it. A guy by the name of Mal.
Yes. Mal?
Uh-huh.
Mal who?
Malnutrition.
No, please let me for to go to see the doctor. You know, I'm be late now for my appointment.
Uh-huh.
Honest, I think what maybe the doctor is could do me a whole lot more good than you and your friend Malnutrition. I really mean it, no?
Okay, brother, you go right ahead and you see a doctor.
Yes.
And Mr. Pakiakakis, if I never see you again, it was good to have known you. I'll always keep you green in my memory. Goodbye, Mr. Pakiakakis.
Oh, my. Goodbye, Mr. Sharp.
Here's another treat instead of a treatment. Old Gold presents Opie Cates, his clarinetist orchestra, playing Either It's Love or It Isn't.
Thank you. You remember that popular song of several years ago about smoke getting in your eyes? Well, nowadays, it's a story of smoke coming out of your ears. I mean, with all that confusing talk about cigarette laboratory tests and medical claims about smoking and throat irritation due to smoking. Well, there are no smoke screens in a pack of Old Golds. Just 20 smooth, delicious, and fragrant cigarettes. That's all you'll find. When you light a cigarette, you're after a bit of pleasure. And folks, we promise you a downright miracle of taste and flavor in every Old Gold cigarette. We promise you the marvelous pleasure of rich, mellow smoke rolling luxuriously on your tongue. Try. Just try an Old Gold. Then you'll see what we mean when we say, if you want a treat instead of a treatment, treat yourself to Old Golds. Ask for them at your tobacco counters. Look for them in the cigarette vending machines.
This must be the doctor's office here, room 210. Oh, my, I'm so nervous.
Can I help you?
How do you do, nurse? Is this Dr. Croker's office?
The doctor's name is Crocker, not Croker.
It is? That's something. I feel much better already. I got an appointment for to see the doctor, 3 o'clock.
Oh, are you Mr. Pocahontas?
Pocahontas? It's Pakikakis.
And I was waiting for an Indian to come in.
Yes.
Oh, my, this phone's been ringing all day. Yes. Hello, Dr. Crocker's office. Mr. Williams. Oh, yes, he's one of the doctor's patients. Oh, now that's too bad. What time are the services? 2 o'clock. Well, will you please send the customary flowers and put in our usual card with our deepest sympathy. Yes, you have the cards there. What? You're all out of them. Why, we sent you 1,000 cards only last month. Well, okay, I better send over another 1,000 right away. The doctor's been awfully busy lately. Goodbye.
Say, maybe the doctor's too busy to see me now. I'll come back some other time.
Oh, no, no. Now you go right in. The doctor's waiting for you.
Well, come right in, sir. Are you Mr. Pakikakis?
Yes, I am, doctor.
Well, sit right down and tell me all about yourself.
Yes.
I understand you're in the restaurant business.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am, doctor.
Mm-hmm. Now, where do you bank?
Where do I bank? The First National?
First National.
Yes.
Do you carry much of a balance?
Oh, I guess a little over $2,000. I don't know. I'm a little over.
A little over $2,000. Yes. Do you own any real estate?
Real estate? I own a small lot in the back of my restaurant.
Owns a small lot?
Yes.
Do you have any bonds?
Bonds? Say, doctor, I don't want to appear for to be fresh, but why is it what the only kind of questions what you ask me so far as how much money would I got?
I'm simply trying to find out how big a disease you can afford.
Well, look, doctor, when it comes to my health, don't worry about the money. I want the best disease that I could get.
Fine.
Yes.
I like your attitude.
Yes, yes.
And I'm sure that you and I will get along splendidly.
Good.
Now tell me, just what has been bothering you?
Well, doctor, you see, for the last couple, 2-3 weeks, I've been having a little trouble with my breathing.
Trouble with your breathing?
Yes.
I see.
Yes.
In that case, I think we should have some x-rays made.
X-rays?
I'm going to send you over to the x-ray laboratory and have them examine your head.
Yes.
Now, aren't you glad you came to see me?
Yes, I am. After coming to see you, I think I should have my head examined.
Fine. Now, you go over right now, get the x-rays made, bring them back to me, and we'll see what we can find. Shall we? Mm-hmm.
Yes, thank you, doctor. Well, here's the x-rays of my head, doctor.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
They seem perfectly clear. Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with your head.
That's good.
Hey, you can see for yourself. Just hold the x-rays up to the light.
Yes. Hey, doctor, what is that little pinpoint right there?
Oh, that's nothing. That's your brain.
Nice.
Now we'll try something else.
Yes?
I want you to go over to the chemistry laboratory. I want every possible test of your blood made.
My blood? Oh, my.
Well, Mr. Pocketcockus, all of your blood reports are okay.
Good.
So far, I haven't been able to diagnose your trouble, but we won't give up trying.
That's good.
Now, very often physical ailments are caused by the teeth.
Yeah. Oh, no, don't got to worry about my teeth. My teeth are fine.
Just the same, I want you to go over to see my friend Dr. Pullet, the dentist, and have him extract all of your teeth.
All of them?
Every one of them.
Doctor, please, couldn't I even leave one tooth in the front so that when I smile, it'll look good?
No. Every one of your teeth must come out. And if that doesn't work, then we'll try something else.
Oh, nice. Well, Doctor, the dentist has pulled out all my teeth. I still got the same trouble with my breathing.
Mm.
Yes.
Frankly, Mr. Pocketcockus, I am baffled.
Hmm.
We've had you x-rayed from head to foot. We've had every known blood chemistry made. We've had all your teeth extracted, and still I can't find your trouble.
Yeah, so far it cost me over $900.
Let me look at your throat again. Thank there must you. Be some reason why you find it so hard to breathe.
Yes.
Would you mind stepping over here, please?
Yes.
Just lift your chin up. That's fine.
Yes.
Oh, how stupid of me. There's your whole trouble.
What is it, Doctor?
Why, a child could have diagnosed this case. Yes. You're suffering from a simple case of laundritis.
Laundritis?
Yes, well, I can cure this in half a second. There. How do you feel now?
Wonderful. Tell me, Doctor, what did you do? I could breathe so easy now.
Well, you see, the laundry's been sending back your shirts two sizes smaller. All I did was unbutton your collar.
Unbutton my collar. Give me back my teeth.
Remember, next Sunday, same time, same station, be sure to listen to the further adventures of Pocketcockus. Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra, Joan Barton, Sheldon Leonard, Patty Bolton, and Elliot Lewis. Presented by P. Lorillard Company, a great name in tobaccos for nearly 200 years, and makers of Old Gold cigarettes, the treasure of them all. Meet Me at Parkies is written by Hal Finberg and Pocketcockus. This is Art Gilmore saying goodnight for Old Gold.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.